Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, you freaks, and welcome to the Dollcast. I am Roth. And this is SlideDogStudios.org. Alright, yes, I'm going to have a clarification about yesterday's, about something I said yesterday on the podcast, a little bit of dev stuff, and I think we're going to do a little bit of memory lane, a really short memory lane, but something that I saw someone else talking about, so I wanted to bring that up also. You know, today, on the way to work, I was sitting there, and my wife said, we just got to a stoplight, and my wife said, man, what's wrong with that person's car door? Look at that. And I looked over, and she said, oh, it's just open. And there was a dent in it, but she thought the whole thing was mangled. Well, the guy was sitting there in his car, and he was just opening his door, and it was like, it wasn't right at the stoplight, like they were on our right-hand side, so they had the right-of-way. They had the green light. But he was, like, about two or three cars back from where the actual stop line is, so somebody had been sitting in front of him or something. And he, it looked like he was trying to push the car, and I was like, oh, man. And I looked over at Misty. I said, is his car broke down? She said, I don't know, maybe. And, I was like, pull over. Yeah, she's like, oh, okay, pull it, okay. So she pulls, we turn right instead of going straight, and pull into the lot right, the bumpy lot. I mean, this lot is full of potholes. It just, they never fill them. It's just an empty lot, and it's horrible. But, you know, she pulls in there, and it's a empty lot next to it, a gas station on the corner. And so I get out of the car, and I holler over at the guy. I'm like, hey, your car broke down? And I heard, yeah, something. I couldn't hear what he said after that. I just heard, yeah, and a little nod head. And I said, do you need some help pushing it over or what? And he said, sure. And I was like, all right. So I took my jacket off and went over there, and the guy was like, I ran out of, I think he said he ran out of gas, but I didn't hear it at first. And so I got in the back of the car, and he got back there for a second, and we both gave it a good shove, and he ran around and, you know, started pushing from the car door and steering while I'm pushing from the back. And he turned it right into oncoming traffic, because, you know, he couldn't crank it quick enough to get into that really bad lot with all the potholes. So now we're going like on the left hand of the road, and luckily a couple of cars noticed and stopped and waited for us to push on through. We went right through that lot because the car had stopped shy of the gas, right in front of the gas station drive-in, so we had to go through the very last corner of that busted up lot. And that, I was about to stop, and I was like, I stopped pushing, and because we had just got up a little hill and everything, and it was like, wow, you know. And I said, all right, man, well, and I noticed he was starting to push again. I was like, I said, oh wait, you're out of gas then. And because I didn't understand it fully until later, I think that's what I heard him say the first time. He said, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went ahead and started pushing again with him. And we went all the way across the gas lot because everybody else was already filling it up. And he had to get to work, I think. And finally get over there and get it, leave it. And I was like, all right, man. He's like, all right, looks like the hose is going to reach. He's like, thanks a lot. I was like, no problem. So I did my good deed for the day. You know, and that's something that disturbs me, is people, there's a lot of people that are really like nervous of helping people in car situations, because you know you've always heard those horror stories like, oh, the person fakes being broken down and then when you get out they kill you or whatever. You know, I'm sure that happens, but you know, if you're gonna live in fear of something crazy like that when there's actual people that could use assistance, it's just ridiculous. So I helped him out. You know, I like to do that. You know, sometimes people get stuck in snow too when it snows really bad, and you know, I always try to help people like that if I have time and I don't have to, you know, get stuck in it myself or something. So I don't know, it felt nice helping somebody. Oh, and I realized I am sickly, disgustingly out of shape. I'm just so bad. I need to start jogging in place or something for like every day or something. Jumping jacks. Maybe more sexual activities. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so that's basically what I did before I went to work. And then I went to work. And then I worked. And then I came home. And here I am, basically. All right, let's clarify yesterday, where I was, you know, sounding kind of bummed out about the whole snail maze game thing. Now, it wasn't that I was so bummed out that there wasn't a lot of, I don't know, acceptance of it or whatever. Because I even said, you know, prior to this, I said there's probably only going to be like 5 people that'll be able to appreciate it. You know, just like a handful of people. So, what I did was, I wasn't originally going to post it anywhere. I wasn't going to talk about it on any other sites. And I got overly excited about it because I was so happy to have done it, you know. And here's what happens. People have this desire for recognition, especially when they do something that they find personally good or that they feel personally good about. You know, they want to say, hey, check out what I did. You know, isn't that cool? And sometimes when you do something that you find good personally, you forget that other people won't personally find it good. And when that happens, it bums myself out, not at the other people. And it makes me go, ah, you know, what I found really cool, other people didn't find really cool, you know. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things. And when I bum myself out, it drags me down, and I'm just like, you know, just really not a road I like to travel down. So that's why I was saying, you know, I'm not even going to bother bringing this kind of stuff up at other websites because, you know, what's the point? You know, it might be something that I find great or really good, and the other people would be like, you know, what the hell, who cares? You know, and that's fine. But why set myself up for bumming myself out because I'm excited about something that other people probably won't be? And that's basically what I was trying to get at, but I was so tired. There's just no thinking straight. I couldn't put any sentences together. I couldn't think at all. And that's what happens when you try to do stuff like this on no sleep. It was very little sleep. Anyway, so that's basically what I was trying to hint at and talk about, but couldn't spit it out. Yeah, so let's talk about dev today. I really didn't do a whole lot. It was a really crazy day with Liam and Gavin. You know, of course, Jeremiah was at school, but Liam and Gavin, like, both wanted something, like, at opposite times. Like, Gavin would wake up crying, so he was wet, and then he was hungry, so I'd have to feed him. And then he'd be satisfied, burped, laid back down, you know, or laid on the floor to play a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Liam's coming over grabbing me. Hey, I need to play with this toy with you. So I'd have to go play with this toy with him. But, you know, and that went back and forth. So what I did get done was a little bit of commenting on the Snail Maze game source. And while I was doing it, I realized commenting code is boring. And I know some people, you know, comment like during the coding, but I find that even more frustrating because while I'm coding, I'm like on a roll, you know, like there's a couple of reasons why I find commenting during coding just tedious. Okay, like usually it's because I'm on a roll and I'm like, okay, go, and I'll come up with something and I'll be coding it, I'll test it. It wasn't quite right, let me try this, and I'll get it, bam, that works, and I'll be like, oh, okay, next step, I want to do this and that, you know, and when I'm on a roll like that, I don't want to take the time to sit there and write out what the code's doing, because I'm already busy thinking about the next step, or the step ahead of that, and how I would like to do it, so I have all this stuff going on in my head, and I don't want to sit there and take the time to talk about what I've already done. And the another reason is because sometimes, you know, I comment to the right of the code. That's what I try to do. Like I try to put like a synopsis of what the routine does right above the routine, and then to the right of the code I like to write, hey, this is what's going on here, line by line. I like to do it like that. And then what ends up happening is that sometimes I'll have to go back and modify the code for other routines, for other checks, you know, like later on there's something extra that I have to add in that I didn't take into consideration. And then when I do that, like the commenting gets split up and I have to end up reformatting that, which takes even more time, and it's a big mess, you know. It's just, so it's like, why bother unless, you know, it's something that I'm explicitly doing, sitting there and commenting the code. But when I do that, I get extremely bored and eventually do what I did. Like today, I just released the source code for it because I said, you know what, to hell with this, I'm bored. I'm not going to do this anymore. So I released that, and it's there on slydogstudios.org, right there at in the Snail Maze game on the page. I'll stick up another link. Well, it's on the right hand side, you know where it says play the games and all that. So that's where it's at. You can find the source code there if you're interested in that kind of thing. All right, get a sip of this Sunkist. You guys like strawberry pop? Oh my lord, I love strawberry pop. It's all those flavored pops, you know. I've always liked orange, but strawberry is really good too. I've really taken a liking to it within the past year. Hey, you know, that's what happens when your wife has a baby. Your tastes change, right? Is that how it works? Okay. Before we move on, let's give a shout out to our partner, NintendoAge.com. Do you like to collect games? Are you a gamer? And do you like to hang out? Well, you can go to NintendoAge.com, get a free membership. It is free to join. You can go there and trade games on the forums with like-minded people. You can manage your own collection of games with the special collection tool, of which utilizes both Nintendo and Sega systems, because it's just that damn good. The admins are awesome at NintendoAge.com. Go there, join for free, tell them Roth sent you, and nothing will happen. They'll say, that's right, don't be a douche. And then you'll get along fine if you're not. All right, that's it. The other day, somebody said something about easy games, and they mentioned The Little Mermaid. So I want to go down memory lane. Hit it.
Random acts says memory lane.
Okay. Now, long time ago, you've heard me talk about those times where I was renting games and I was beating them, like, within the 3-day rental period. I had finally gotten real good at them, and I was able to scrape up change all the time. Sometimes I would skip lunch at school just to have extra money to, you know, spend on renting video games. I never told my dad that, but, you know, I would do that. And so, one day, I went there, and I'd already been through quite a few of the games there. They had a lot. I hadn't been through all of them, but I've been through a few. So I was looking for something new, and I saw Little Nemo and Little Mermaid. You know, they're sitting right next to each other. I was like, well, what, you know, sitting there thinking, what should I get? And I didn't know what to get. I sat there, and I sat there, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just get Little Mermaid. You know, it looks interesting. So I rented from the guy. This was at a, what was it called? Hollywood Video. And it was actually in a place, a building that used to be called Ducky's, which was a food joint. And before that, it was a Marty K's. I never got to eat at the Marty K's. I had the Ducky's once. But that's neither here nor there. I rented The Little Mermaid. I took it home. You know, it was only 2 blocks up and 2 blocks over. So it was a short walk. Got home, put the game in, started playing it, and I played it, and the very first time I turned it on and went through, I went through the whole game. I beat the whole game the very first time I turned it on, and I just sat there like, what just happened? Is this that easy? And I was just in awe that it was that easy. So I felt kind of ripped off. I was like, man, this sucks. You know, I just spent what I think it was like $3, you know, for a rental. And I was like, man, I feel ripped off. So I turned it off. And I got a good idea. I got an idea. I put it in, put it back in its case, and I walked right back up to Hollywood Video. And everybody knows that NES systems were notorious for not working, right? I walk in there and I tell them, hey, you know, I can't get this to work in my system. I tried everything. I tried blowing in it and everything. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, it wouldn't work. I don't know if it's my system or what, you know. He's like, well, you can go ahead and rent another game since you brought it right back. And I was like, cha-ching! Oh, yeah. So I went right over and grabbed Little Nemo. And I rented that for 3 days. I ended up beating it within 3 days, like on the third day. But that Little Mermaid, that was something else. And I was just like, there's no way I'm going to have this for, you know, 30 minutes or whatever it was. And that's it. No, that wasn't going to fly. All right, let's end that segment. All right, well, freaks, I guess this will wrap it up. Right, kitty cat? Right? Yep, that'll be the end of today's Dogcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and maybe I'll have some news about some Illusion of the Dead. We'll see. We'll see what's going on, if I can actually get more planning done for that. That's where it's at right now. I got to do some extra planning because I want to add extra rooms to it. And that might take some doing. So we'll see what happens. And that's going to wrap it up. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.